We have had a couple of measures in the last couple of weeks have taken some time, and as the Senate does, as the Missouri Senate does, it takes time to look through the issues and, when necessary, take as much time as needed to get to a finish point.
Yes, the House is often described as the engine, and they pass lots of bills, and the Senate's described as the brakes that slows things down, looks things over. This week, we've had a number of good bills come up, but a lot of them have been put on the informal calendar, which allows the people to go back and negotiate with different parties involved and come up with solutions so it doesn't get filibustered, or the filibusters forced it into some type of resolution for it. So there's been two or three bills this week that have done that, spent a lot of time on debate on them, but this is a good process. It slows it down. We're affecting the lives of almost 6 million people here in the state of Missouri. So, you know, normally there's 2,500 bills or so introduced every year, and out of that 2,500, maybe, used to be 150 it passed. I think last year we only had 80, and out of that budget and supplementals, that ends up being 15 or 20. So it's really difficult to get stuff passed. That's good. We can pass too much stuff, and we don't want to intervene in a lot of people's lives if we don't have to. So it's been a slow week. I think we only third read three bills here today. One of the major things is fighting opioids, the epidemic that's going on in Missouri. And so Senator Sater had a really good bill. He's a former pharmacist, understands a lot of this, and he had a good bill that we're able to pass. But it dealt with how to get rid of them when you don't need them. I think it said 60-some percent people have drugs left over that they don't take. And if you get pain medication after having tooth extracted or surgery or something like that, they send that home because they don't want to be something break loose in the middle of the night or on a Saturday or Sunday. Sometimes they prescribe too much. And I think this could save a huge amount of money to the state of Missouri if we start limiting that amount. It'd give people what they need, but also make refills more readily available, but don't have them left over in the medicine cabinet, which is a huge thing. And never know who's coming in your home to get them. It had several things to do with that and should save the states the money.
That's a big part of the opioid crisis, and that is how easy it is to get addicted to painkillers.
It is, and it's gone on for a long time, and people just kind of ignored it and never thought anything about it, but it is so easy to get addicted to it and just pop a pill, and everybody wants to feel good, you know, and you're constantly bombarded on TV, you know, take this, take that, take this, and so that's just a common thing. Yeah, I want to feel good, so I pop a pill. That is an issue, and then the example we set with our children, whenever we do that, I think we're setting the wrong example for our kids, too. We need to make sure that drugs are harder to get and only take them if you really do need them, and lots of people do need them. I was amazed in budget committee, we've been meeting every day this week, the average prescription, over 30% of the bills now in Medicaid, is over $600 per prescription. And what that's doing to our state budget is just phenomenal. Medicaid is going to be $10 billion this year out of a $28 billion budget. Far more than we spend on schools or anything else, and trying everywhere we can to get the service that they need, but also to try and control costs best we can.